we're really excited about it now at this stage. We were a little worried this time last week in terms of numbers, and we knew how absolutely critical it was to make sure that we had feet on the street, and there are thousands upon thousands here. And, you know, in order to make the right message to government and to show that we hadn't lost the sting in the campaign, it's been a long time now, it feels, since the 15th of June, but they were watching this, obviously, to see how it would pan out. And a weakened show of strength in Dublin will be a weakened show in the offer that they'll put on the table to us. I've no doubt about that. So basically, you know, if we're, you know, it's taking money out of people's pockets here if they don't turn up. I honestly believe there is a very, very strong relationship between the deal we'll get and what will be on the streets on tomorrow. So I think that's critical, and this is where we can pull people now that have been wondering what can they do to help the cause. Is it simply what can you do to help the cause turn up tomorrow in Dublin?
There's always a chance, isn't there, in the 11th hour that perhaps maybe the Housing Minister might make some sort of an announcement today. If that happens, will you call off the protest tomorrow?
I would be absolutely amazed if anything like that were to happen. I know there has been some calls among the political ranks for things to happen. I don't think that there's any slight possibility of that to happen. And, you know, to be honest, see, when you get to the point where you're at the 11th hour and it's 11 o'clock at night, and that's what the 11th hour was when they handed us the draft of our final paper from the working group, 11 o'clock of the last hour of the month. You know, we can't be trying to contact people and buses into council. No, at that point, it would be going ahead.
Now, comments...
They would need to be talking to us, you know, at least midday, and convincing us that there's something very, very different to what they have showed us in the past. I have no optimism of that happening. It's absolutely game on in Dublin on Friday. Yeah.
Comments made yesterday by former Housing Minister Damien English saying that a 100% MICA redress scheme is very close. Are those comments encouraging to you?
Yeah, we've dealt with Damien English in the past through the MICA Action Group whenever... you know, he was a junior housing minister, and Owen Murphy was the main man at the time. We always believed Damien actually, you know, was supportive of us. He just couldn't pull enough of support at the right levels to get it over the line. I think it is important that he says this, and I absolutely welcome it, and I would welcome more such comments coming through from others in similar positions there at that level of government. So I do absolutely welcome it. I don't think he will have enough of weight necessarily to carry a lot of this on his own. But from what we're led to believe, within the Fine Gael party in particular, and a lot of it led, in fairness, by Joe McHugh there is a massive swell of support for us within that, which was in stark contrast to their leader's comments not that long ago.